Welcome back to Earth Matters on KURU 89.1 FM in Silver City. I'm your host for today's show, Donna Stevens of the Upper Gila Watershed Alliance. If you're just joining us, I'm talking with Carol Ann and Mike Fugali about the Upper Gila Watershed Alliance's new Silver City Carbon Ears project, which sounds really complex. Who's going to be doing all of this work?
Right. So to address concerns and bolster preparedness for a warming world, you may have heard that President Biden wants to retool and relaunch the Civilian Conservation Corps into a Civilian Climate Corps. And so basically, the Climate Corps is a group of energized and dedicated, concerned individuals who are seeking solutions that are focused on our changing climate and who would like to play a part in creating a more resilient community. So UGWA, with this grant we just received, we are going to create our own Civilian Climate Corps to implement our project. So we will be hiring two part-time CCC contractors, and they'll be doing an assortment of things like building the composters. They'll collect food waste from the schools. They'll chip the yard waste. And a big part of it is educating the elementary students, the third, fourth, fifth, and even sixth grade students in the participating schools.
And that leads me to my next question. What kinds of things will these new CCC people be teaching the students, and how are you going to get the students and the teachers involved?
Right. So the first thing that we're going to do is to educate the teachers. And so UGWA is working with our partner in this project. They're an organization called 2811, and they will create an online interactive learning program called the Climate Action Academy that will be offering for teachers, and that's called the Climate Action Academy, and they're going to be doing that just before school starts in the fall. And then once school is in session in the fall, probably the end of August, the folks from 2811 will come to Silver City, and we're going to have little mini climathons for the students at the schools to introduce them into these topics. And the topics that we'll be teaching both the teachers and the students are things like soil as a living ecosystem. You know, soil is not just dirt.
Right. As you talked about earlier, it's right. Complicated.
Right. Permaculture, the different kinds of composting, how important water is in our part of the world, vermiculture, which is the raising of worms, and creating a living fence. I think one thing that I would like to have the students do at the end of the entire project is have them look around their school. Okay, and how will they envision their environment, and how can it be transformed into a living food system? You know, does that mean planting food and nut trees, creating more compost bioreactors, planting gardens? How do they want their school and their school grounds to look? Because we have to really look even beyond this 2-year project, but beyond, you know, 5 and even 10 years down the road, so that we really do have food security.
And you've talked a little bit about the project, so if any of our listeners are interested in applying for it, how would they do that?
Sure. They can just contact me at admin, at UGWA, UGWA.org. We have the job description written already, and we are going to be announcing it in as many places as possible. And this is just a part-time position for two people. It'll be on average about 15 hours a week, and $15 an hour. And just contact me at admin@ugwa.org.
Okay. And are there any other items that you need that would make this project more of a success that maybe our listeners could help with?
Yeah, there's one item that we were not able to include into the grant, and that's really a pretty important item, and that is a used truck. We are looking for any kind of used truck. I mean, a hybrid or electric is ideal, but any used truck will do. And we do need a truck because we're going to be transporting the chipper and the food waste from place to place. And this is not something that has to be an indefinite donation. Our project is 2 years. So if you are not using a truck out there and you want to donate it to our project for the next couple of years, we would really appreciate it.
And just to piggyback on that, before we get to the end of the show, I just want to make sure that we thank the Commission on Environmental Cooperation for funding the Silver City Carboneers Project. Well, now I want to get to a new feature of the new and improved Earth Matters show, which is the lightning round. Right. And this is a list of questions that we're going to ask all of our guests. And you two get to be the guinea pigs.
Yay.
So here's the first question. And these are quick answers. We only have a few minutes left in the show. What climate-related book have you read recently that you wish everyone would read?
Well, I would answer that by throwing out the word recently and saying that everybody should go back and read the first publicly, book for a public audience by Bill McKibben, The End of Nature, and just see what has happened in the past 30 years.
Oh, that's a good one. Okay.
Okay, I'm gonna also throw out that word recently. And so, Donna, you loaned me a book by Kathleen Dean Moore called Great Tide Rising. And a lot of our listeners know that Kathleen Dean Moore was a phenomenal keynote speaker at the 2020 Gila River Festival. And that book that I loaned from you, I actually had to buy another one to give it to you because it ended up having all these notes and underlined and highlighted. It was just this most beautiful book that really increased my capacity to handle the crisis.
She is a beautiful writer. Here's question two. Are there any movies about environmental or conservation issues that you want everyone to see? I have a guess of what you're going to say. Let's see if I'm right.
Well, you probably don't have. The first one I would say would be Monty Python and the Holy Grail. But I would stick just to the killer rabbit scene where Tim the Enchanter begs them to look down into the pit and see all the bones that are lying there. And he yells, "Look at the bones! Look at the bones!" And so that's what we all need to do. We all need to look at the evidence before us and act. And also, I would say Johan Rockström and David Attenborough's Breaking Boundaries would be a good one.
Okay.
Yeah, along with those, I would say A Life on Our Planet by David Attenborough. He's 95 years old. He's visited every continent, and it's his living testament of the changes that he has seen that humans have caused in his lifetime. It's amazing.
Okay, good. And here's question number three. What state of the world issues keep you awake at night?
Well, you know, we've been talking so much about climate change, and of course, that is one that I think about an awful lot. But even more than that is the ramification of climate change, which is the continued disintegration of the biosphere. Mass extinction is the issue that keeps me up at night.
Mine is we just heard that the Great Barrier Reef, one of the world's seven natural wonders of the world, is experiencing its sixth mass bleaching event due to heat waves caused by climate change. So that causes me grief.
Yeah, those can definitely keep you awake at night. I'm going to ask you a couple of questions that are slightly more hopeful. What conservation superpower would you most like to have?
For me, I think I would like to be able to just magically protect 50% of the planet's oceans and lands so that the biosphere could be stabilized as humanity gets its act together.
My conservation superpower, I would like to be able to miraculously wake up people to the science of climate change and biodiversity loss.
That would be a superpower, all right. And here's the next one. If you were in charge of the world, this is related, what one thing would you do today?
I'd make it so that no single person was in charge of the world.
Okay.
If I were in charge of the world, I would immediately make everyone follow the carbon law, which means that we need to reduce our emissions in half every decade until 2050. We're at net zero.
Okay. What is the one thing that you're deeply grateful for right now?
Oh, gosh. That's a hard one for me. Let's see. I'm particularly grateful in this moment for the ongoing recovery of the wilderness reach of the main stem Gila River.
I'm grateful for all the amazing, hardworking people of our community and all the wonderful projects that they do, which I'm not even going to name because I probably will forget some, and I don't want to do that. But we have an amazing community. So thank you, everyone out there.
And this is the last lightning round question. What motivates you to do this work?
For me, I think it's just been a lifelong love of the natural world, regardless of what you might see on the internet. Birds are real. And I've held them in my hand as they've died. I've watched them be born. And nature is a mystery and a miracle. And I always ask myself, how natural is natural? And it's all pretty amazing to me.
For me, it's love of children. My niece just had a baby a few days ago, and I want her to have an opportunity to see the world as whole as possible. You know, I know that high school students now are saying they might not have children due to the catastrophic consequences of climate change and biodiversity loss. So that motivates me as our future generations.
Well, you guys did really well on the very first lightning round on Earth Matters. Thank you for doing that. I didn't put you on the spot too much.
Hope they're right answers.
They were pretty good. I'd like to thank my guests here today, Carol Ann Fugali and Mike Fugali. Many thanks to the Gila Members Community Radio Station Manager and Audio Engineer, Marcus Hansen, and to the board of Gila Members Community Radio for their dedication and hard work. And thanks to you, our listeners, for supporting the station and tuning into this week's program. I'm Donna Stevens of the Upper Gila Watershed Alliance. Please join us next week for another edition of Earth Matters, which is celebrating our 10th anniversary this year on Gila Members Community Radio, KURU, at 89.1 FM. This is what community radio looks like.